This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's make sure everything is right and going to happen here when I decide to make it happen. There we go. I think we might have it now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I'm about to start the big experiment here myself. I have two Boyd's gun stocks for one rifle. I'm going to try both. I'm going to see. And, you know, the problem is going to be not so much that I'm going to like one over the other. It's probably going to be that I'm not going to be able to pick which one I like the most. And then I'm going to have to buy a second scout rifle from Ruger. And that's a good problem to have. I'm enjoying it immensely. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, especially now, as we, you know, these companies that have joined with me, coming from Taurus USA, this next conversation, this is them helping us fight for our Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. So, recently, the wives of the FBI have been, we've been hearing from the wives of the FBI, primarily Patrice Comey and Jill McCabe, wives of the former FBI director and deputy director, respectively. And I just want to stipulate before I am accused of sexism or invoking any sort of male privilege, I would not put that designation in the box marked occupation as far as them being the wives of these people. They no doubt consider themselves leftist progressive political activists who, like their idol Hillary Clinton, do not sit at home necessarily baking cookies for their husbands and their families. Patrice Comey's name was invoked by husband James in the 2020 interview with former Clinton sycophant George Stephanopoulos. Always get hung up with that, I'm sorry, who now plays a journalist on TV, supposedly to humanize Mr. Roboto a tad and to try to demonstrate his immunity from political pressure, even from his immediate family. We get this in the transcript from somewhere, I guess 2020. Former FBI Director James Comey said his wife and most of his children supported Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election and later took part in the Women's March after President Trump's inauguration. I didn't take a poll among all the kids, but I'm pretty sure that at least my four daughters, probably all five of my kids, wanted Hillary Clinton to be the first woman president, Comey said in an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. There's a lot of passion in this house for Hillary Clinton, and I get that. But again, I hope it illustrates to people that I really wasn't making decisions based on political fortunes. You know, my first question, if I were Stephanopoulos, would have been something like, you know, James, even if everybody that you know on the in the English-speaking world wants Hillary to be the president, aren't you supposed to proceed without any sort of, you know, any sort of prejudice or bias when you're trying to execute the letter of the law. Isn't that what you should be doing there, James? Now, his, you know, despite his declaration, he's basically illustrating precisely the opposite of what he says. Having been married for 40 years, I can surmise that if at the end of that infamous press conference he had not exonerated Hillary Clinton but instead recommended prosecution, he would not have been greeted when he got home with, "Hi, dear, and how was your day?" You could reasonably suppose that given her pro-Hillary activism, Comey was often asked by wife Patrice in the months prior, "Have you finished that exoneration memo yet?" As Andrew McCabe and his wife Jill demonstrate, and even lovebirds Peter Strzok and Lisa Page demonstrate, relationships that conspire together stay together. And in the interview, Comey confessed that he thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, and he didn't want to taint her presidency, despite the fact that they had, you know, she had brought a dossier that they bought and paid for based on nothing in particular, and went and got FISA warrants. Anyway, you know, they didn't want to taint her presidency, was more than willing to taint Trump's. Now, making an exoneration of a target of an investigation for political reasons is typically called obstruction of justice. And excuse me for suggesting that the exoneration may have been incubated in the Comey household and was the subject of much proverbial pillow talk with an activist spouse. Former, and we have this again from ABC, former FBI director James Comey's wife was a Hillary Clinton backer, devastated by her defeat, and she even joined the informal resistance to Trump's stunning election. Patrice Failor Comey spells out her clear preference in the election. Many critics say her husband helped tilt in the same bombshell ABC interview where Comey talks about Trump's hair and skin tone and says he doesn't know if the president is under the sway of the Russians. She told Stephanopoulos that I wanted a woman president really badly and I supported Hillary Clinton. A lot of my friends worked for her and I was devastated when she lost. So, as was husband James, apparently, you know, declaring in the interview that unlike Hillary Clinton, whose felonies he forgave, he considered Trump morally unfit to be president. For doing what, precisely? What did he do that you don't like? I mean, is it better to give up SAP information in an unsecured server and jeopardize who knows how much, how many ongoing things in our intelligence operation versus just being crass? Is being crass bad? Is that just so bad that they make you morally unfit to be president? Now, Comey lived and breathed pro-Hillary and anti-Trump sentiment to 24/7, as did his deputy director, Andrew McCabe, another self-promoting narcissist and serial liar who insisted that the photo of himself and his wife, Virginia State Senate candidate Jill McCabe, wearing matching campaign T-shirts was merely for family and friends. Friends like Terry McAuliffe, who funneled an unprecedented sum into Jill's campaign coffers as husband Andrew was being tasked with running the Hillary Clinton email investigation. McCabe did not disclose Democratic contributions to his wife's campaign in Virginia in financial disclosure forms, donations that raised early questions about both his integrity and objectivity. So, if you connect all the dots, Democrats and those looking for Russians hiding under the Republican beds, we have a deputy FBI director, McCabe, campaigning for his wife who received huge sums of money from the Democratic Party of Clinton political ally Terry McAuliffe. And you have Comey running interference for everybody. And both Comey and McCabe are serial leakers and liars who coincidentally have activist political wives bent on aiding the cause of Hillary Clinton and hurting Trump. Which means they're hurting me and you. Now, they're going to hurt Trump, they thought, in an election. And it goes on today. And although Comey is reaching the end of his shelf life now, I think. So we will see very soon where he's at. Probably the same place as, what was that kid's last name? His last name is Hogg. What was his first name? I don't remember. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
collection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Most of you don't have to worry about some of the stuff I have to worry about, like this scissor stand that holds my mic. It is such a rickety affair. Can you hear this? Does that come across? It bugs me to no end. Time to upgrade, I do believe. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, 200 brands, 2,000 models. Without too much reservation, I would say they probably have something that will work for you. They have gun stocks for ARs. They have gun stocks for pump shotguns. And I mean, this is cutting edge stuff. This is the, where the, you know, the ergonomics go from being an art to a science. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I've been worried about something, my granddaughter's age and everything, about where they're going to go to school. And on the one hand, I have been, you know, public school is sort of a good vehicle for them to learn to be socially integrated into society, to learn to get along with others and everything. The only problem with going to public school is that you are at the the mercy of public school districts. So, you know, I think my granddaughters are going to be homeschooled. I think that was already in play, but you know, there's a new history book that's right now being peddled to school districts right now by the people, A History of the United States by James Fraser. Specifically, the book raises a few eyebrows because it gives a sort of editorial explanation about the 2016 election. See, a textbook is not supposed to be an editorial in hardcover, you know. It's supposed to be simply a recollection of the facts put to print so that they can study it and not have to worry about things like intent and, you know, what everybody was thinking. The final section of the book is titled The Angry Election of 2016, and it is highly critical of Donald Trump. It says, most thought that Trump was too extreme a candidate to win the nomination, but his extremism, his anti-establishment rhetoric, and some said his not very hidden racism connected with a significant number of primary voters. So you see, the reason that Trump was elected is because he played to the inner racist in all of us, and there's at least 63 million of us in the United States who are, in fact, racist. Trump voters are described as mostly older, often rural or suburban, and overwhelmingly white, while the book uses the viewpoint of Clinton voters to describe Trump supporters as fearful, backwards, sexist people who supported a mentally ill candidate. Clinton's supporters fear that the election had been determined by people who are afraid of a rapidly developing ethnic diversity of the country, discomfort with their candidate's gender, and nostalgia for an earlier time in the nation's history, the textbook says. They're also worried about the mental stability of the president-elect and the anger that he and his supporters brought to the nation. Well, what do you say to that? I mean, do you think that we will ever have an explanation of Obama's election pointing out that his votes came from people who believed in abortion, even abortion after 20 weeks? Huh? Do you think we'll ever hear? Or angry people who shut down conservative speakers, or people who believe that cities can decide what federal law applies to them or not? Now, if homeschooling is not an option for you, then unfortunately what I'm about to tell you is true. And this is not a warning, and this is not me chiding you or anything before the fact. You are going to have to be an activist in, you know, you're the advocate for your child, you know? Get involved and read what your kids are reading in school. Confront your teachers or school administrators and demand answers to your questions. Don't assume that your kids are just learning how to read and write and do arithmetic. They may be spending their time wondering about their gender or hearing from people who hate the U.S. or looking at you in a certain way. Looking at you. If you come from a household, if you, parents, are Trump voters, which there's a good chance you may be, then you probably are being looked at as, I don't know. Think about that. You're sending your kid to school. You make them a, you know, you make them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, give them some Cheetos and maybe an apple, and give them enough money to buy something cold to drink, and they go to school, and you're sending them there to school to get an education, and then they come home one day, and they look at you, and they start to spout this leftist rhetoric at you, because that's what they've been taught. And then you say, well, tell me this, what's 5 times 5? Don't confuse me with this, you know, that kind of stuff. You start hearing about that. Or maybe that math is a white construct meant to keep, you know, ethnic minorities down or something like that. When you start hearing that, then you're going to know. And if you start hearing that, it's going to be pretty late in the game. So for you, you're going to have to, from day one, and if you haven't been doing it, you need to start right now, but should have been from day one, where you were looking at everything they were doing. Now, if you haven't, that doesn't mean it's too late. You can still do it. It just means you're playing catch up now, and you don't want to. You don't want to play catch up too much if you don't have to. So, bear that in mind as well. Keep that in the cusp of your brain. It's almost like they're stacking the deck against us. But being a parent, being involved in your child's life, will take you a long way. But if you aren't going to look at everything, now you're going to have to micromanage everything they bring home, everything that's in the book bag, everything they're reading, everything they're trying to, every assignment, everything they do. Unless, of course, you can homeschool. Or send them to a private school, which is, you know, this is why people want vouchers and everything, and this is what the NEA fights and, you know, the leftists fight. Everybody fights all this stuff all the time because they don't want you to have a say in the education of your children, because that makes it easier for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipehitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. Pipehittersunion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. bills, Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, let's try that again. Try that again. Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. The thing about Boyd's is when you're dealing with Boyd's, what you should be thinking to yourself is that I, right now, have the undisputed, I have the benefit of the undisputed best R&D that anybody's ever done for a gun stock. That's important to understand. And they have done things that you don't ever have to do in order to make sure that you don't have to do it, so that when you get the Boyd's gun stock, what you're going to receive is going to be just pure, unadulterated perfection. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. At the beginning of Barack Obama's tenure as president, we had the financial meltdown. And everything ground to a halt for a few days. The Secretary of the Treasury went to Nancy Pelosi and got on his knee and begged her to please, please let's, you know, give me this bailout so that the nation does not go down the tubes. It was that bad. They call most companies, most big corporations use something called commercial paper, which is basically a 30-day short-term loan where they're using that to actually fund their day-to-day without going into their money, which would be a much more tedious process, I guess, in some ways. Maybe it has to do with the way it's tied up or the way it's shaped or whatever. But, you know, they didn't have that. And some companies simply just were not, you know, they still operated, but they were now watching the clock tick down as to how long they could operate. And that was a big issue. That was a big issue. And for a moment, it could have been really bad financially. But then came the bailout. And we discovered that there's some banks that are just too big to fail. We just can't allow them to fail. Those same banks, now, a couple of those same banks are now starting to create this growing mountain of evidence that some of America's financial elite are trying to create a world in which America's public policy decisions emanate from corporate boardrooms in Manhattan rather from citizens and their elected officials. Now think of that. They were on the precipice of ruin. But now here we are, you know, not quite 10 years later, and now they've come full circle, and now they want to run things. And this, in recent weeks, we've seen both Citigroup and Bank of America announce changes to their corporate guideline aimed at preventing law-abiding Americans from exercising their constitutional rights. According to the Citigroup new policy, the nation's fourth largest bank will withhold business from companies that fail to sufficiently curtail the Second Amendment rights of their customers. They don't say that in that many words, but here's what this is what they're demanding specifically. They require new retail sector clients or partners to refrain from selling standard capacity magazines, to prohibit the sale of firearms to law-abiding adults age 18 to 20 years old, and to ignore a vital statutory safety valve provision that permits a federal firearms licensee to transfer a firearm 3 days after a background check has been initiated. So basically, they've decided to rewrite the law, and this time they're tying it to money. You won't get the money you need to operate unless you do what we say. They have also stated that they will further scrutinize the firearms manufacturers they do business with. Bank of America's policy targets firearms manufacturing. During an April 10th interview with Bloomberg Television, Bank of America Vice Chairman Ann M. Finucane announced that the company no longer intends to lend money to firearms manufacturers that produce certain configurations of commonly owned semi-automatic firearms, making clear that they only oppose civilian access to semi-automatic firearms. Finucane stressed to the anti-gun news outlet that the bank will no longer finance military-style firearms for civilian use. In a March 22 blog post announcing Citigroup's policy change, Citigroup Executive Vice President of Global Public Affairs, Ed Schuyler, lamented that politicians have been too reticent to trample upon the rights of their constituents and that this respect for the U.S. Constitution prompted Citigroup to act. Before joining Citigroup, Schuyler worked for the administration of New York City Mayor and gun control financier Michael Bloomberg. He also made clear that Citigroup intends to convene those in the financial services industry and other stakeholders to push their anti-gun agenda. So in a sentence sure to pique the interest of antitrust regulators, Schuyler noted that the financial giant hopes to leverage the collective action of financial institutions in order to foist their restrictions on all who sell firearms. And showing how good he is using proper gun control advocate vernacular, he referred to Citigroup's new restrictions as common sense. Now, in relation to the restriction on standard capacity magazines and the Bank of America's attack on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms, both private and publicly funded studies have determined that such measures would be ineffective. Like, for example, recently the RAND Corporation put one out called The Science of Gun Policy. They examined the available research on a host of gun control proposals, Rand found that the evidence of the effects on bans on the sale of commonly owned semi-automatic firearms and standard capacity magazines was inconclusive. A 2013 Department of Justice National Institute of Justice survey of the available research determined that in order to have any potential impact, a ban on standard capacity magazines would need to be coupled with an extensive confiscation effort. Now, with its age restriction policy, Citigroup may also be encouraging some of its retail business partners to violate state and local discrimination laws. Like Professor Eugene Volokh, he pointed out in his influential blog, The Volokh Conspiracy, Citigroup must exempt retailers' actions in these no age discrimination states. When a law bans some action, it also usually explicitly or implicitly bans others from trying to cause that action. And he pointed out to Michigan's anti-discrimination statute. Citigroup's other gun control measures require that retailers don't sell firearms to someone who hasn't passed a background check. Well, they're already bound by law to impose a background check, and then if you don't pass it, they can't sell it. So, you know, what Citigroup is attacking here is the important safety valve that ensures that we're not denied the 2A right as a result of government malice or incompetence. So they're looking at the three-day provision, which everybody was happy to vote for in 92, 93, 94? I can't remember. They were all ready to vote for that when it was Clinton in charge. So this is a precipitous danger to us now. And very shortly, there's going to be one or two or three of these things that come together all at one time. I don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to have to look at this really hard. We're going to have to, we may have to march on the government. Maybe we'll have to march on the banks. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I have, wait a minute. I'll tell you what. Let's do this first. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crash stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I completely forgot to tell you that the last segment, the last conversation, was brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. This one is brought to you by Rock River Arms. Both of those companies doing what they can to help you fight for your Second Amendment rights. I have decided to give up. Just turned 57. Trying to get healthy again. I just want to be safe. Packing as I tell you this. Me and the family, we talked last night, and we've all decided that it will be so much safer in a community that confiscates and bans something they call an assault weapon, and without a doubt, ultimately, all potentially dangerous weapons, that we've decided to move to the village of Deerfield, Illinois. As you probably know, the concerned Deerfield Village Council members have just passed an ordinance that states possession, manufacture, and sale of assault weapons in the village of Deerfield is not reasonably necessary to protect an individual's right to self-defense or the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia, as if they've ever been in one. The edict bans the manufacture, sale, and possession of high-capacity, read that to be standard-capacity magazines, and assault weapons, which will increase the public sense of safety. If you have one, a fine of $1,000 per day will be levied against any reprobate resident refusing to relinquish his banned firearm until said offending armament is surrendered. Now, as a previously proud owner of a small armory, I've enjoyed extracting its contents from my gun safe and discharging these arms in what I consider to be a safe manner at facilities and locations designed for that purpose. And Now I realize how very wrong and unsafe I've been according to my betters. These arbiters of the Constitution. These distributors of wisdom who occupy seats on the Deerfield Village Council. For the sake of the public sense of safety, I will therefore comply. Found a nice little condo in our new sanctuary of safety. There are plenty of new vacancies if you're interested. It's much smaller, but safer than where I live currently. Downsizing is okay because, you know, I anticipate that we will be forfeiting a lot of our stuff, which the city will confiscate due to its potentially dangerous nature. So we simply don't need as large a home as we now have. Let me share my logic, shall I? Banning assault weapons is only the beginning. Because, as we all know, the good Democrats who constitute the council will find it absolutely impossible and unreasonable to stop there. If you, whatever you want to call it, incrementalism, mission creep, or the camel's nose under the tent, the Deerfieldians are about to find themselves in the headlights of the power-giddy village council. Now, I couldn't be happier about this new level of safety. I don't have to carry a gun no more. I don't have to figure out how to carry a gun no more. I don't have to go train with a gun no more. I can walk about, and as long as I don't, you know, leave Deerfield, I'll be safe all the time. And, you know, I'll have to go around and introduce myself to my new neighbors in the Deerfield Village. So to fully communicate the reason for my jubilance with you, allow me to paint you a picture of what I anticipate the Deerfield Village idiots, I mean, council, will eventually require me to relinquish to improve the public's sense of safety. Here we go. My assault rifles, as they call them, assault shotguns, assault handguns, assault ammo and mags, assault Honda Odyssey van, assault Honda Accord auto, fully auto, assault knives and forks, assault bicycles, assault hand and power tools, assault lawn care implements, assault kitchen appliances, assault cookware and utensils, assault furniture, you know, end tables, lamps, bludgeons, you know, that you can pick up and hit somebody with, assault bedding, obviously assault clothing, assault electronics, assault sports gear, assault pets, and finally, my assault spouse, because she don't take too much junk off anybody. So it's very assuring and comforting to know that I'm moving to such a safe space where no one will or can ever be triggered. So I got that going for me. And the reason there's so many new vacancies there is right now there's a mass exodus from both California and Illinois. Right now, the Democrat-controlled media is filling the airwaves with hate and fake news and double standards and lies. But this other story is the one they don't want to talk about it. If anyone doubts what I'm about to say for a moment, explain why we have a Trump. Explain why the Democrats have lost 1,000 Democrat-held seats in all facets of office. The Senate majority is out there. They may not be making the news, but they are out there. And they're moving in a lot of cases. Take a look at Newark, Baltimore, Chicago, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and the once prosperous Detroit. The new phrase to use is Detroited. So whenever a city becomes Detroited, then ends the deception. Then and only then do the desperate residents step in and reveal their once prosperous land by taking one simple step, implementing yet again the disgusting conservative principles that made their city great in the first place. Democrat Governors Association. Right now, Illinois has a Republican governor. They tweeted this week about how 33,000 people left Illinois for another state over the past year, continuing years of out-migration from the land of Lincoln. What they forget to say is that, they're not leaving because of Bruce Rauner. They're leaving because there's actually a different guy that runs the state. He's the House Speaker, Mike Madigan. He's presided over the decline of Illinois for the past 34 years. Now, they want you to know, talk about the 33,000 people that left Illinois this year. Pat Quinn, during his time, 247,410 people on net left Illinois for the likes of North Carolina, Texas, Florida, Arizona, and other states that are better stewards of taxpayer dollars. And they left during Quinn's time in office, according to the IRS migration data. They took $13.7 billion with them to states that are better run and have lower taxes. Since Jerry Brown has been sworn in, 243,999 people fled California, and they've taken $7.794 billion with them to states that don't have such high taxes. Top recipients of the Golden State refugees are Texas and Nevada, two states that have zero income tax. California levies the highest top marginal income tax rate in the nation. Policy, like elections, has consequences. Interestingly enough, when you look at the people that tax the highest, you also see the most restrictive regimes of firearms restriction, do you not? Interesting, isn't it? Populous of Illinois, populous of New York State, New Jersey, California. Isn't it interesting that they don't want you to have guns, and apparently they don't want you to have your money? I think it's interesting. I don't know what you think. I think it's interesting. Now, see, here in South Carolina, we're not quite where we need to be, but we're much better off than they are in Illinois and or California. I kind of like Nevada. I'm glad I don't if I did, you know, I could move to Nevada, and since I don't smoke, I could afford to live there, because if you smoke, you're dead. You're done. You're not going to be able to live in Nevada. Mm-mm. Nope, you're not. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. And then halfway through the hour, we're going to be joined by a young man named Jeff Kyle. Think about that name if you could. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.